In 1988, Clarence Tucker walked into Akron Fire Station No. 7 for his first day as a firefighter medic. This week, he walked into the same station to become chief of Akron's 350-person fire department. Mayor Dan Horrigan administered the oath of office to Tucker, who will become the city's second African-American fire chief. And he will be the first chief hired after the decade-long legal dispute between the city and firefighters over promotion policy was settled. That came last year. Tucker, who emerged as the top candidate for the job after a two-month search, is an inside hire, and the mayor says that, along with the settlement, can help the fire department move on.
I think they were allowed to do a lot of provisional appointments and things like that, you know, temporary appointments into captains and lieutenants, but now we have been able to do some promotions this year, in fact, quite a few permanent ones, and this provides, I think, stability.
Tucker has definite ideas about how he's going to start his new job.
The first thing I want to accomplish is to ensure that we continue to treat the citizens of Akron with dignity and respect as we go on our emergency runs, and to enhance our community services. There's a lot of things that we do already, but there's a lot of additional things that we can add to try to help the community out.
The new chief, who officially takes office December 5th, says one of those can literally be a matter of life and death.
One such initiative is smoke detectors that we've been working with the Red Cross to get out to citizens that are unable to afford them in their homes. And those smoke detectors really do save lives. And so we don't want the cost to be what determines whether people live or die. We want to get those smoke alarms in the homes.
Clarence Tucker is replacing Chief Edward Hiltbrand, who retired earlier this year. I'm Tim Rudell, 89.7 WKSU.